Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Soccer with head coach Michael Meacham. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends, and we're getting down to the most meaningful part of the season as Midwestern State will be taking on West Texas Saturday afternoon at the pitch in Canyon, and then Eastern New Mexico will host Midwestern State. Lubbock Christian will be here at Stain Park at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, October 30th, and then Midwestern State travels to Eastern New Mexico. And then the big one coming up is November 6th, which is going to be a Wednesday 4 o'clock start at Stang Park. But it looks like St. Mary's and Midwestern State are on a collision course, and we'll talk more about that as time gets closer. But let's talk about what happened this past week. You had let's start with the draw against Dallas Baptist. Mm-hmm. What was your assessment of that game?
We just weren't probably quite good enough in certain moments of the game. I thought they came out really, really strong and caused us some problems early on. And we obviously we weathered that and we did okay, but I don't ever think we played with enough urgency and enough kind of like commitment to getting the goal for a sustained longer period of time. And I mean, I think the last 15, 18 minutes, we were probably...
I was going to say, I think the urgency showed up in the last quarter hour.
We looked at that at the end, but by that time, it's too late. They were pretty much fortified, you know, in front of their goal. They really weren't going to give anything away at that point in time.
And we're happy to come away from Stang Park with a draw.
Yeah, I mean, we've drew with those guys before. I mean, it's not anything that we haven't seen or haven't done. I mean, Jess does a really, really good job with those guys, and they're just continuing to get better and better and get the right kind of athlete that they want in there, and you know, they're causing a lot of problems.
And hopefully they'll cause some problems for some other contenders as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've been in every single game they've played. I mean, it really hasn't been anything crazy. I mean, I think they've got like six draws or something.
Yeah.
So they're
they had a string of like four straight draws.
Yeah, I mean, and Regis did that earlier in the year, and now they're kind of finding form at this point in time. So, I mean, the way that the game's changed a little bit with kind of having no overtimes, no added times, no extra times, however you want to call it, has really kind of changed a lot of the way that people kind of look at the game and how that we approach the game in certain aspects of it. So, you know, it's
has it changed for the better?
I personally don't like care for it. I mean, I understand why we're doing it, and the reality of it is,
and that's fine. Player safety.
Yeah, it's player safety, and you know, you get some teams that are like that have played six
and those would be games. Six overtime games.
You know, you're looking at, I mean, that could be another a game or two on the legs. So, I mean, I completely understand it. I'm not a huge fan of it, but
would you be in favor of going directly to a shootout, or would you prefer to finish in a draw?
Probably not. I mean, I could see the point of, like, if you're doing something like hockey does in the NHL where they say, okay, you lose in a shootout, you get a point, you win in a shootout, you get, like, 2 points or something like that. I could kind of see that. I could get that. Don't really know if I like that either. But, I mean, I'm sure it'd be exciting for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've just come to accept a draw as a result. And I think that puts me in the minority, because I think most people want to go to a game. They want to see a winner and a loser.
Yeah, I mean, a result. I mean, you did get a result. I mean, you got a point. You got a point at home. You got a point away. I mean, so you still got some sort of result out of the game. So I definitely get where your mindset is on that.
Yeah, I know our athletic director is not a big fan of ties, but think it's, you know, I think it's part of it.
It's part of the game. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but I mean, you can tie in the NFL. I mean,
absolutely. I mean,
it's just part of it. I mean, it's just life. You tie in the Prem, you can tie in, you know, La Liga, you can tie anywhere. So it's just part of the game. It's part of competing.
Having played a scoreless draw with Dallas Baptist, what was your mindset after the match? Did you take it as a loss or as a win, or
because I mean, we took it as a learning experience of like, not if you don't come out and you don't have the right kind of urgency to what you're trying to do and the right kind of, you know, mentality of it, this is what can happen. I mean, they very easily could have won the game. DBU created some good chances. I thought we created a
I was going to say MSU could have won the game.
So, I mean, either team could have technically won it. I mean, if you want to be probably pretty honest, a draw was probably pretty
fair result.
But still, you just look at it of like an opportunity missed.
But there are times when a team will get a draw and they'll take it as a win, and the other team feels like they should have had a win.
Yeah,
and the draw feels like a loss, even though they do get a point.
I mean, we've drawn three times this year, and I've kind of taken it as three losses, you know. So, I mean, but that's just the mentality, the attitude. I mean, that's not anything against Regis, Rogers, or DBU. It's just we go into a game.
But that result's not going to keep you from accomplishing the goals you have set for this team.
No, it doesn't put it. It doesn't leave it in our hands, though. I mean, obviously now there's teams around us that have a game in hand. So especially like St. Mary's, they're a game in hand. So they're 2 points ahead of us now with another win that puts them 5 points. If we both go undefeated from right now when we play each other, even if when we win, we still couldn't clinch the conference. So it doesn't put it in our hands. Which you would always like it to kind of be in your hands. So now you're hoping other people do certain things or need to do something. And
there's a lot of soccer still to be played. I mean,
we have 4 games left. There's some teams that have 5 games left.
We're definitely in the stretch run, but there's a lot that can still happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, we ultimately want to put our best foot forward against West Texas on Saturday and go to a tough place. Canyon's a tough place to play. We've seen that over all the years since I've been here, and we just want to make sure that we're preparing ourselves this week to have a good showing and a good performance and have a good taste in our mouth come 3:30. I guess it's a 1:30 kickoff.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock kickoff at the Pitch and Canyon. And I want to talk more about that, but I don't want to just run past Sol Ross. I want to find out what that trip was like, what the experience was like, because this was the first time you guys had ever been there.
It's the first time we ever played.
And you got a 2-0 victory there. So
yeah. It's a long way. I can't reiterate that enough. It's a long way out there. It's not as hard as you think it would be, but it is. It's a very long trip.
What does that do in terms of the game? Having to take a long trip. Do you worry about your team's legs?
I do think a little bit of that kind of first half does a little bit to you out there. Even we got there early. We trained the night before because we'd never seen anything. We'd never been out there. We didn't know the pitch. We didn't know the training environment.
The pitch was okay?
I mean, it's not great, but it's not like we've all played on fields that aren't great. So that's not an excuse one way or another of if someone going there and not getting a result or getting a result or anything like that. The pitch is the pitch. It's really, really different. You're kind of in a bowl. There's a train that comes right behind the field. So it's like, it's loud there for a long portion of time. It's different. It was pretty windy.
I was gonna say, with that bowl effect, did you get a swirling wind?
We got a wind. It's different. Like, it's not anything that you really expect to. Like, it's cool in the fact of like, it's mom and pop places to eat. So you're trying something different. You're trying things that you've never had before. So it's a little bit of an experience like that. So that's a cool part of it. The people out there were unbelievably nice. Very, very accommodating. The hotels were nice. The places that we ate were nice. It's just different. Like, you're really going out into, like, at the beginning of Big Bend. Like, you're
right.
North side of
Big, you're right,
Bend.
On the doorstep,
so, like,
of Big Bend.
You're right there,
yeah.
And if for people that outside of Texas or even people in Texas have never been there, like, it's deserty, but then there's mountains around, and you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. So you're looking out the bus and you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then the weather wasn't bad. It was just windy. Like, it wasn't hot. It was probably 75 degrees. So it's just different. I don't know how to explain it anywhere different. It's not like going to Dallas or Austin or San Antonio or even Tyler or
even Permian Basin when you used to make that trip.
Correct. I mean, that's, I mean, no offense to Permian Basin, that's not fun at all to go there.
That's a dusty trip.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's really windy. It's always dusty. It's just not fun.
But this sounds like a fun experience for, especially for college athletes.
It's so different because it's nothing like you've done before.
Right. And I guess that's what I mean. That's part of why you want to be a college athlete is for experiences like that, things you haven't done before.
Yeah. So it was a little bit different. It was pretty cool like that. It's a long way out there.
And you played well?
We played well in the second half after we kind of got those legs out of us and we were able to kind of adjust to everything and see how what they were doing and see how we could be productive there. So it was good. I thought we played really well in the second half.
I know you already talked a little bit about it, but you've got West Texas, and this has not been a typical year for West Texas.
No, they've kind of got they've got a run of bad luck on injuries. It seems like they're getting some guys back though right now. They're the best 2-win team in the country. I can tell you that right now.
And you've already seen them. You played them here in a non-conference game, 2-1. How much different are they now? And how much different is Midwestern State now?
Both are different. Both are pushing to continue to get better. They obviously play us a little bit different than they played some other games that they've played people that they played against. So we're kind of expecting them to kind of do the same thing they did against us because they played pretty well against us. We'll see how they go tonight against Lubbock. We'll watch them in that match tonight. And then we'll kind of rewatch our match against them from a month ago and kind of put our heads together.
And you'll also get a sneak peek at Lubbock, who will be here for your next home game the night before Halloween.
Yes. So I hope that all the students come out and dress up and have a
yeah, that
night.
Could be a fun night out there. We'll talk a lot more about that next week. But you also didn't have a midweek match this week. Does that help you out? Does it come at a good time of the year for you to kind of get this rest?
Yeah, we looked at it. I mean, it's better for training aspect because it's not just rest and recovery and training. Like we can kind of get after it this Tuesday, Wednesday, trying to get the guys competitive, kind of keep them sharp on that aspect of it when we don't have a game, so we can have a few more competitive sessions and talk about a few things and get ready for a big one on Saturday.
The polls came out yesterday. You're down to 18. Did you feel like you got overly punished for a draw against Dallas Baptist?
No. I mean, we're probably where we need to be. I wouldn't say that we're being overlooked or undervalued or overvalued anyway. I would say from all past experiences, we're probably right where we need to be right now.
And I just want to emphasize, you still feel like you have a chance to move up, right? And a conference championship is still very much in the offing for you.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not completely in our hands. It's not completely in our hands. So we obviously want to do everything that we can do in the next four games to put ourselves in a situation to do that. But obviously we're going to need some help.
That's Michael Meacham, the men's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. And again, the next home game is coming up October 30th against Lubbock Christian. Midwestern State on the road Saturday afternoon. You can see that game live on Flow Sports. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff in Canyon at the pitch. And after the Lubbock Christian game, we're down to the final two regular season games. The conference tournament gets underway November 9th. That'll be here before you know it. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast. Tell your friends. I'm Pete Stein. So long.